Nolte, former WaPo editor Marty Baron finally admits to Biden decline cover-up. By John Nolte on April 22, 2026. Marty Baron, the left-wing extremist who ran the Washington Post into the Democracy Dies in Darkness ditch between 2013 and 2021, has finally admitted the corporate media engaged in a cover-up of former President Joe Biden's blatantly obvious mental and physical decline. During an address at something called the Peter F. Collier Awards for Ethics in Journalism at New York University, Baron slipped this in between his attacks on President Trump. "Each of us probably can point to other instances where we went astray. Here's one to think about: did we live up to our truth-seeking mission early this decade as we saw Joe Biden struggling cognitively and physically while holding the most powerful position on Earth? I don't believe we did. Did some among us shy from aggressively exploring his intellectual acuity and physical health for fear of aiding Donald Trump's campaign and alienating loyal readers, viewers and listeners? My guess is yes. If so, would that be an ethical breakdown in our profession? Again, I'd say yes. One thing is for sure, our credibility was damaged." Emphasis added. It was a hell of a lot more than shying away from aggressively exploring his intellectual acuity. The media actively engaged in the Biden is sharp as attack hoax and then demonized anyone who questioned President Autopen's obvious decline. No word on whether or not the esteemed Marty Baron has or will ever address his role in much of this. Trump didn't expect Iran to block Strait of Hormuz. Pete Hegseth bought millions in lobster for himself hoax. Zoran Mamdani was target of terror attack hoax. Trump quietly withdraws National Guard hoax. Only 14% of deportees are criminals hoax. Candy and mass shooter was female hoax. Melania Doc is a box office flop hoax. The rural America can't live without NPR/PBS hoax. The ICE detains 5-year-old hoax. The Hegseth kill everybody hoax. Trump destroying White House hoax. Photo of starving Gaza baby hoax. Israeli troops murdered food-seeking Palestinians hoax. Trump tariffs will explode prices hoax. Maryland man hoax. Black newborns much more likely to die if Doc's white hoax. Elon Musk Nazi salute hoax. Mass hysterectomies performed on immigrants hoax. The all-white Trump party hoax. Springfield bomb threat hoax. Trump called for Liz Cheney to be executed hoax. Violent crime down under Biden/Harris hoax. Arlington Cemetery hoax. Kamala was never America's border czar hoax. Russia collusion hoax. Hands up, don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policeman killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump threatened Pope hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. MAGA assaulted Paul Pelosi hoax. COVID lab leak theory is racist hoax. Hunter Biden's laptop is Russian disinformation hoax. Joe Biden will never ban gas stoves hoax. COVID deaths are overcounted as a conspiracy theory hoax. Mass graves of native children in Canada hoax. Trump killed Japanese koi fish hoax. Trump told people to drink bleach hoax. Hamas hospital hoax. If re-elected, Trump will execute people hoax. The 900,000 kids hospitalized with coronavirus hoax. Dozens of environmental hoaxes. The Alpha Bank hoax. Libs of TikTok murdered non-binary teen hoax. Aaron Rodgers Sandy Hook truther hoax. Bloodbath hoax. Biden sharp as attack hoax. Iowa poll hoax. This is typical of the corrupt media. These serial liars always do this. After it matters, they kinda sorta perhaps own up to it, and then promise a change that they have no intent on making. One thing we should all thank Marty for is his invaluable aid in destroying the Washington Post. His corrupt jihad against Trump during the president's first term was only rivaled by CNN. And just like it turned CNN into a ratings ghost town and national punchline, Barron's 24/7 Russia collusion hoaxing and the like has gutted the Post into what it is today, which is basically a left-wing blog. In the wake of Barron's dishonest and unethical rule, the Post has lost hundreds of millions of dollars, resulting in hundreds of layoffs and a place of disgrace and infamy with any normal person who believes in truth and the ideals of journalism. Those of us who hate the legacy media owe Marty a huge thanks. What he did to aid and abet the destruction of the Washington Post was truly invaluable.